Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Welcome to Star Wars News. We are back with another great week. I want to be your undercover boss, if you don't know where that reference is coming from.
Whoa.
Let me be your undercover boss.
All right, I think you are my undercover boss.
You guys, our boy, Ben Solo. Actually, Kylo Ren was on SNL. I can't wait to talk about that. We have so much great news, and we're going to break it down in a second. But first, I'm Seth Sarai, aka Chewbacca's long-lost daughter. I'm joined by my co-pilot, head of Popcorn Talk, Rylo Ren, Ryan Nilsson.
Rylo Ren here, reporting for duty. So excited to be talking the Star Wars news this week, rocking the Mandalorian shirt. This is the way, people, and
this is the way.
I can't wait to see what we're talking about. By the way, in the chat, every 4 p.m. Thursdays on the Popcorn Talk Network, sound off, y'all. We will shout your names out shortly.
Yes, we will. All right, so like I said, we had Adam Driver host SNL. It was his third time. It was epic on our sister network, AfterBuzz TV. I actually break down SNL week by week, so I really went in depth there, but we will touch on that a little bit here. Star Wars Underworld TV footage was revealed. It was about a 10-minute clip on YouTube, which was pretty cool to watch. Ryan was freaking out this morning. Then we also have more details, a little bit more details on the Luminous project that was announced, I believe, last year. But later in February, we'll get more information.
Hyped.
Then Mark Hamill made a tribute tweet to the amazing legend known as Kobe Bryant that we'll just briefly touch on. And what else is in there?
We found out what happened to Luke's lightsaber, apparently, in a comic. We got a lot of, like, reading graphic novel news today that we'll break into as well with Poe, the rebels, his parents, everything.
And I hope you all read Ryan's article like
it's
we
out.
Teased last week.
It's out, people. If you want to watch The Clone Wars, but not all 115 episodes, 42.6 hours of it, and you want to be caught up for this final season, there is an article on Popcorn Talk's website. There are 48 episodes, thank you, that I think are the most essential episodes to view. So check it out.
Yes. All right, Rye, let's dive in. Let's talk about this Underworld TV footage.
What? Yeah, it was test footage from 2010, 2011, and pre-Disney involvement.
Yeah, give us the details about this. What we know about it was pre-Disney, like you just said.
Right.
What else?
This is what we know. So we know George Lucas and everyone at Lucasfilm, they were filming some test footage for a Star Wars TV series, live action. This is going to be the first live action TV series before Mandalorian, before all that. And it looked like it followed right after Order 66, took place on Coruscant from what we gather in this footage, which is really interesting. And that's an era I don't think we've quite seen with Star Wars, with the exception of like a few video games and books. And I thought it looked pretty neat. You know, test footage for those who haven't like seen a lot with big studio productions, it doesn't look that great usually, but this still looked kind of cool. And you can tell that they were really putting in a lot of effort for this test footage. It's peculiar that it just got released now, though. Now, you know, that time's gone. George Lucas isn't really involved that much anymore, aside from the animated series. And in the past, we were talking about Deadpool. You know, Ryan Reynolds leaked test footage of Deadpool, which ended up getting Fox to greenlight the project. And it ended up being a big blessing and a happy, quote-unquote, accident. I was pretty into this, and I'm
curious.
I feel
like this could be a happy accident, too.
You think so?
I just think Star Wars is so on lock. Like, we had John Boyega have his script, Rise of Skywalker, under his bed in a hotel, had it, like, put on eBay for 5 seconds, and it was ripped away. I just don't think that 10 minutes of footage would have been non-purposefully released. But I also think that was a decision that had to be made when Disney got rights to Lucasfilm, because we aren't going to get like a really dark thing anytime soon, I don't think, which kind of sucks, but I don't know. There's positives to it, too.
I think that where it's different from Deadpool is that, you know, this was right before Deadpool went into production. This is something from the past. This is something like What If. I think a lot of people are speculating this could be these storylines that might have been present in this TV show can appear in this upcoming Cassian Andor series, because that takes
Disney
place.
Dark.
Make it dark.
I want dark stuff.
Because it's the underworld. That's I feel like an area of Star Wars we haven't seen much, unless it's through like a Jedi's lens.
We barely. I mean, we graze over evilness in the Disney realm. I need that. I want something dark and gritty. It gave me like a very Matrix type vibe.
Would you want a bounty hunter mob type show?
Because
it looks like that's what this would have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that would be pretty cool. The underworld, the underbelly of Star Wars. Forget the Jedi. Maybe even forget the war. This is just like the citizens in the you know the corners of
the planet.
It doesn't
have to play into the larger picture. Just world build in the smaller sense.
Yeah. A fun little small show.
I mean, ship it.
I ship it too. I wish we got it. But you know, I love The Mandalorian. We are getting these live action series, and I think that they can maybe cherry pick a few things for that Cassian Andor series. Yeah. I hope they do.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have that to look forward to, the Cassian Andor series. We have Clone Wars February 21st.
23rd.
Is
it first?
I think it's first.
It's first. You're
bite
right.
your tongue, Ryan Nielsen. You liar. Let me see.
It's the first.
Okay, 21st. The Mandalorian's returning fall 2020. And then we still don't really have an update on the Obi-Wan series, but all I know is that Ryan and I will riot if it doesn't happen.
We will riot. Oh, we'll riot.
We will riot.
We're just getting a lot of mixed messages, Disney. Okay?
It's also weird. Now that we are in this world of social media, like, every move matters. Them not saying anything makes me think it's true.
Ironically, this is like when Obi-Wan kind of disappeared. And we're like, where is he? What's going on? Are you coming back or what, man?
We don't know. And I have trust issues, so please don't do this to me. God.
Don't do this to us.
Another project that has been teased is the Luminous project. So we're going to get more information February 24th, but this is a live action future of Star Wars franchise. The live action future of this franchise. Sorry, guys. That was such a bad tease because that's not what's happening.
It's not what's happening.
It's so unknown. What is known, though, is the books and those types of projects. And this is what the Luminous project will detail, which is kind of exciting because I have been recently getting way more into the books than I was before.
That expanded universe, if you will.
I love them.
It's really cool. I mean, this sounds very fun. We're a month out. That's the February 23rd. So this is going to be a whole new line of Star Wars stories on the written page. This is going to be a book series, a comic series, and just more along that. And it's going to be before the prequels, 400 years before the prequels, which... we were talking about with our producer Vito, who's filling in for Jeff Graham today. Star Wars news! We were talking about before the show. This could be an opportunity for them to really dig into something like Knights of the Old Republic, which they've been a little bit unclear since the Disney acquisition of Star Wars, where that fits in the timeline. Is it still a legend? Was it thousands of years before? Or was it just a few hundred? So I'm really curious to see what lore we get from this. What would you want to see from Project Luminous? What would you want to see back in the day, Or right now, but it's taking place back in the day in this world.
I'm all about like the mythology of the Jedi. I would love to, and I know we've touched on that in some sense, but I would love to see how it in a deeper than what it's been touched on. I'm really a nerd for history.
Are you thinking Yoda? Because he would be alive if it's 400 years.
Yoda would be the goal.
In his prime?
Yes, because all we see Yoda as, like, he had to have gotten to the wise state he's been in that we've seen.
Right.
Like, I want to know the young Yoda.
Did he
the
always
reckless
speak
Yoda.
Backwards?
Maybe not. I want to see Yoda get in trouble. I want to see him cause a
ruckus. He gets
ruckus.
Hit in the head and he just starts talking backwards.
That's what I'm saying. I want Yoda in his prime.
Oh my gosh, make it happen.
The actual baby Yoda!
Wow. His baby Yoda. Yoda Prime.
What would
that's
you
want to
see?
I would love to get, actually, on the other end, a Sith book.
Ooh.
Like some Darth Bane, like some really old classic Sith, maybe establishing the rule of two, which, you know, we got in some legend books back in the day. But now that we're going back to this era, I'm in.
Wait,
give me
I
that.
Just decided what I'm going to submit as a writing.
All right, what do you want as a writing?
I'm going to do a Dear Diary Darth Vader edition. I want I want the Diary of Anakin Skywalker to Darth Vader.
Oh, that's similar to...
Thank cute.
That's kind of similar to, I think in Solo, didn't Lando, like, he had a little diary, like, podcast recorder thing. He was like, Dear Diary.
Oh, yeah.
That would be such a fun book if it was just the transcriptions.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Make it happen.
Yeah. You're...
Darth will be kind of weird, but make it happen.
But I want to see it because I know that in the Clone Wars, you speak to this a lot. You really get to a deeper understanding of Anakin's personality and the shift to the dark side.
Yeah.
But I would love to see it in writing because I still don't respect the transition.
We got Greg Mostovich in the chat saying, Teenage Yoda! ! The Yoda version of Full House sounds really fun. Yes, it does.
Yes, it absolutely does.
He's the kid. And his parents. Oh, dude, does all of Yoda's species look like that? Are they all small? We'll see.
I don't know why Yoda was so much cuter than Yaddle.
Teenage Yoda Ninja Turtle.
Okay.
Okay.
Down.
Ooh,
down.
I'm in, sort of, because the Christmas special is a bit of an abomination for me and made me second guess a lot of things.
Maybe like every Star Wars fan.
Yeah, but I'm in. I can't wait. And a month from now, we'll finally be able to read some of it.
Yeah, really exciting news. Some sad news, quick shift. Mark Hamill was tweeted after the loss of Kobe Bryant and the 8 other passengers, including his daughter, his beloved daughter, Gigi,
yeah,
on a helicopter on Sunday. And he paid his tribute by talking about how he was honored to present Kobe's Oscar award for his love letter to basketball, which was really, really cute.
So crazy. I remember watching that that year's Oscars with my parents because I always watch the shorts every year, and I thought Dear Basketball was amazing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think they were prepping for The Last Jedi, so this is around 2017-2018, and it was Mark Hamill, Kelly Marie Tran, I believe, and they went up and presented the Oscar for Best Short Film or animated short film, and Kobe won, and he was just like the biggest grin on his face. So, I mean, it's really sad, because
you're a 5-time champion, broken all these records, one of the best to ever do it, period, and then all of a sudden you retire and then you get an Oscar. Like, you are the GOAT and you're a true entertainer.
And who knows what other film projects he could have completed. Like, he was just starting that second career. And yeah, you gotta check out the short Dear Basketball. Absolutely amazing. Such a touching little short film.
And really cool that Mark got to present that. Sometimes some of the Grammy presenters were, I like when they go together in some weird way.
Right.
I feel like that goes together in some weird way. Like,
they're both masters.
Yeah.
Two masters handing each other awards.
Actually.
Wow.
All right. On other news, there's some Poe Dameron news around the galaxy. There's a book to explore his early years as a pilot. And there was also connections between Poe and the original trilogy.
Yeah, the book sounds really neat. We've gotten a bunch of really cool Star Wars novels over the past couple years, and I'm psyched that now we're getting more on this current trilogy, or this trilogy that just wrapped up.
Question.
Yeah.
Is this picture of Poe based off of Oscar Isaac, or did they just kind of
look at me?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm looking at Ryan Nelson.
I have to imagine it is a little of both. No, that's absolutely Oscar Isaac. That's absolutely up for Oscar Isaac. The book sounds neat. I think we're going to get a lot more insight on Poe just starting out in the Rebellion and growing up. The interesting connection with this recent comic was that Poe's parents actually fought in the Rebellion back during original trilogy times, and they knew Leia. So that could provide a little bit of an explanation to why Leia kind of took Poe under her wing and, you know, was testing him so much in Last Jedi and made him general in Rise of Skywalker. So it's just interesting to see that the Rebellion was in his blood from the start, even though they did hint at him being a spice runner in the most recent movie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what this book talks about. I'm really curious. Maybe we'll get that character as well. His friend is him in his spice running days.
Oh, Zola?
Zola, yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm always in for more character development, which is why I am leaning towards becoming more of a TV fan than movie fan, because we can get way more information about different characters.
Same with these books. Now that this trilogy is wrapped up, I gotta imagine the floodgates are open for more creatives to come in and just add more to this universe. So, I mean, this is a book I think I'm going to be checking out. What about you? Do you think?
Yeah, I love Poe in general, so I would definitely want to be reading more about his background.
Do you think it's like a high priority for a book? No. Yeah.
No.
There's a few other ones.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I want to get a log line, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the sell? Sell me on this. Yeah.
Pitch me.
Yeah. So...
Unsure, but cool that he was linked to Leia with his parents.
Yeah, it is cool. What's funny is that we found out the animals used for Baby Yoda's voice.
This is wild, y'all.
And it wasn't just animals, you guys. It was a combination of animal sounds from a wildlife rescue near San Diego. That's my hometown, Hala. And the vocalizations of a real human baby. I wonder how that mix came to be.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's perfect.
Really perfect. And it might clue into when Baby Yoda finally speaks. I hope we get that soon, and maybe at least in season two. I'd be really excited for that. But do you think it's going to be a combination of a baby's... Do you think it's going to be a baby's voice? Or do you think we're going to get more of like an animalistic adult... What are your thoughts?
Like a Yoda or a human, you're saying?
Because Yoda's very much like a grown-up voice turtle.
Yeah. I don't know.
You think it could be like a child?
I think they need to milk his non-speaking years as long as possible.
Okay.
Because I think that's what's selling people, is the little woos, and you just are, you assume what he's saying, but you don't really know.
But do you think it's going to be like a baby's first words?
Mando.
Mando.
Let me sit on your lap. That'd be my first words to Mando.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was cute and then, like, raunchy immediately. Wow. Shout out to Pedro Pascal.
Your face right then.
Whoa.
All right, moving
just
on.
Just a change.
Judgment unnecessary.
What do you guys think? Would you sit in Mando's lap? Comment below. Love to hear it.
All right, one of our favorite Stranger Things. Yeah, that was McClunky. Stranger Things actors Finn Wolfhard was in an interview with GQ. Sorry, guys. Was in an interview with GQ, and he was saying there were people tweeting at him that they would love for him to play a young Ben Solo, and he basically said, "You're not the only one. I would love to play this role. Same here. But I think he would actually be perfect."
You do?
Yeah, I mean, at least the look is down
for
sure.
They got that pale skin, dark hair combo.
Yeah.
It's absolutely working there. I just don't know what... I think that's a story that could be really cool. Do you think that would work on screen, though?
I don't think they'll ever do it.
Yeah?
But yeah, I do think it could work.
I think
as a greater story, it wouldn't be... I think there would have to be like a B plot that's just as strong as that plot.
On paper, it sounds awesome. And he looks the part. I think he's the right age. But in a few years, I think he's going to outgrow it, because we did get that flashback of when
he
was...
By the time
departing.
They signed on...
Right. You think
he'd
be too old? Right, because
it
I
takes
think...
so long.
And also, I think, just in my mind, you want a young Mark Hamill, a young Carrie Fisher.
It won't happen.
A young Harrison Ford in that story. But I just don't know what story you can tell without those three. And they're already kind of old as is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd be down for that casting. It's a good dream cast.
Yeah.
He looks the part.
Yeah.
And he already parts his hair like it, too.
Yeah, he does. Look at that turtleneck.
And he's great in Stranger Things. And
he is. I love Stranger Things. Yeah, it probably won't happen, but I love when people put in their bids to be like the next Marvel superhero.
It's
or
like we
the
all
Star
wish
Wars.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wish that.
It's a pretty known ask. All right. There's so much stuff, you guys, this week. So much, like, rant. And I love that there's no drama this week. I feel like there's a lot of drama the past few weeks.
No massive shade.
Exciting news. Star Wars composer John Williams wins 25th Grammy. Wow.
Really impressive.
This time for Galaxy's Edge Symphonic
Right.
Suite.
I thought, okay, was it for the movie?
Yeah.
Was it for any of his other work on Star Wars? This was for a song played at Galaxy's Edge. How weird is that?
It's like, does it bring you to tears? What happens when it plays?
I need
How did
to hear
that
it.
Even get nominated?
I know. That's just the most random thing, because you always would think John Williams, he is everything Star Wars. You know, when you hear the name John Williams, that is Star Wars. He makes Star Wars what it is today. The music is a key part. It's a character.
Totally.
But the fact that it wasn't even for the music in Rise of Skywalker, which was, you know, he came out of retirement three times to do these three movies in this trilogy, because he's retired, but he's still coming back for more.
You're
even for the
such
ride.
A goat when you can, you're like Jay-Z at that point. You just come, you retire and you come out of retirement. You win awards, you go back to retirement. Now you win an award for an amusement park. Are you kidding?
A song at an amusement park you're going to probably hear when you're waiting in line.
Goals.
Got a Grammy.
Goals.
He's a legend.
Wow.
Another master in his own right.
Other legends, are you all in the chat? Rye,
yes.
Let me know who we have to shout out.
Shout out Ivan Soto here each and every week. Manny Gonzalez saying hi. Psyched for the... He shouted at my article. Thank you so much. Yash... Just going to say Yash. Philly Jackson, new name in the chat. Good
Woo!
To see you, Philly. From Philly, myself. And Greg, as always, and Laura.
I was going to say, you better call out Laura.
Laura's in the chat, and we love Laura. But yeah, y'all, please comment away. What do you think of all this news? Give us your opinions on the new book series, The Luminous Project, and of course, John Williams getting his 25th Grammy for something Star Wars.
Also, hit that like button, fam. I'm going to need you to hit that like button.
Please hit that thumbs up.
And then after this video is over, please leave us a comment. We love to keep the conversation going. And if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, hello.
Hello, podcast listeners.
Give us those 5 stars. Leave us a review there. Those are extra spicy and feisty.
Feisty.
Feisty. We love those. Okay, one thing I absolutely love. Teased it at the beginning, but Adam Driver making his return to SNL. This was his third appearance, and I have to say he's one of my favorites of the new, like, reoccurring hosts that have been invited back. He is such a natural.
Yeah, I know. I'm all so going to defer to you on this, because you are the biggest SNL fan I know.
Yeah, I'm a huge SNL fan.
Big sketch fan. I've done some sketch comedy, but... Wow. I absolutely loved his return to SNL this week. And Undercover Boss, part 2.
Undercover Boss, part 1 came out with Force Awakens back in 2016. And then this was the part 2. And I'm so glad they made it a reoccurring sketch, because this one was even funnier. Because everyone, the joke was like, we know it's Kylo Ren. Like, what is he doing?
He
you have to watch it. It's on SNL's YouTube and probably anywhere. But he did so well.
I think it's also a playful wink of him. Like, he's a really serious guy. I was watching one of those acting roundtables the Hollywood Reporter does every year. He's up there with, like, De Niro and Jamie Foxx, and he's the most serious guy at the table.
Really?
Like, he stuck out. And to see him do something like this on SNL, it shows another side of him that's a little bit more playful. Also, his character in Star Wars is just so serious and dark and brooding. It's rare we get to see him like this. I feel like the only other time we've got to really see him with his comedic chops is Girls on HBO.
Which, like, he was also a psychopath in that show. Like, let's not forget. He's played some crazy roles. He's an exceptional actor, and I think he's having a moment for sure. And I don't think it's a moment. I think he is really stamping himself as one of the greats.
My Star Wars nerd brain, though, while watching this, kind of went off when he was asking some of the coworkers, the stormtroopers, he's like, what do you guys think? Do you think Rey's going to take Kylo's hand when he offers it up for a second time?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, okay. Like, he's on board, I think, for that. Or kind of, like, making fun of it.
Yeah, they did a good job of not giving spoilers if some people haven't seen Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
But I do think that he was making some jabs at it.
But
I don't
it's the
know.
Raylo. It's for all those Raylo fans out there.
He's fun. Like, even in his monologue, he joked about his seriousness and how everybody views him like that. But if you also saw Joaquin Phoenix receive his award for performance
at SAG,
at the SAG Awards, he gave mad props to Adam Driver, which was really cool to see as well.
He's killing it. And I mean, I don't think we're going to really get him in much more Star Wars content moving
forward.
No way.
Yeah. I don't think ever.
But this just goes to show he's such an incredible performer and can make even some serious roles comedic and kind of and wink at him. But
yeah,
I'm happy that he's a part of the universe.
Me too. Okay, Rye, can you tell me about the answers to Luke's missing lightsaber?
Oh my goodness, yeah. This is so, first off, this is going to sound very vague. There's only a few details we know, but there is a comic storyline right now that it answered in a way, what happened to Luke's lightsaber after he got his hand chopped off at Cloud City and Empire Strikes Back, and the lightsaber fell down that ventilation shaft, and then miraculously in Force Awakens, they have it back.
Yeah.
What happened? That's a story for another time. The time is here. We've discovered or got some new details on what's going on with that. So apparently, in this comic line, Lando Calrissian has a conversation with Luke where he's basically like, hey, I know everyone at Cloud City. I know everything that's going on, even in the underworld, underbelly. I could probably find your lightsaber for you. So we know that detail, and we also know when it fell that someone caught it, which is really interesting. This hooded figure, we have an image up there. So we don't know who that hooded figure is, and we don't know the time in between Lando saying he can find it and when they actually find it. I think that we're going to find out more in the weeks to come or the new comic issues to come. But it's kind of wild that someone was down there and caught the lightsaber. I never would have thought that. I always assumed it fell down, hit a few walls, and then just, like, drifted into space.
Yeah.
But someone caught it, Steph. Right place, wrong time. I mean, what's really weird to think about is Luke, later in that scene, falls down the ventilation shaft, and this guy just didn't even help. Like, he caught the lightsaber
Savage.
And ran. Yes, yeah, so I bet he's some kind of, like, underworld bounty hunter, maybe, or traitor. Like, I'm really curious to see who this figure is and how that ended up being at Maz Kanata's place.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to be at Maz Kanata's place.
You want to get drinks
yeah,
at that bar.
So bad. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So, and it makes sense that you know, that Lando would know everyone there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Really important question for you. Are you going to pre-order a life-size baby? What happened?
Sorry, I just got to... Don't mean to go back to this, but Ivan Soto just shouted out, guessing that that's Ezra Bridger, who's the lead character in Rebels, which would be, that would be really cool if Ezra Bridger got his yo, I am down for that, Ivan Soto. I am, whoa. Okay, sorry, my mind's going 1,000 miles per hour.
Could we see that play out anywhere, though?
I mean, at the end of Rebels, spoiler if you haven't seen it, but that character kind of is lost in time. And we don't really know what happens. So, and we found out that there's going to be another season of Rebels, but yeah, we don't know what happened to that character. So that would be epic.
Yeah, that would.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would.
Sorry, had to shout it out. Life-size Baby Yoda. Yeah, it's already in my shopping cart.
Okay, just making sure.
How many are you pre-ordering?
Just one.
Isn't this going to be the big present for 2020?
Yeah.
Like, this is the commodity.
Yes.
It has to be.
I need a life-size Baby Yoda.
This should have been earlier.
I've made this point. Yeah, I think they should have sold all of the Baby Yoda stuff before, I think at least at Thanksgiving.
I challenge that.
Why?
Challenge flag. No, I think.
Not when he was trending every single week and everyone wanted to be a part of the Yoda gang.
Look, I think the reason it was trending so much
was,
picture this. I think the reason it was that big was because we had no idea it was coming. And it was such a big surprise. It's such like a niche, small, unique thing. I think that now they have so much buzz, and the buzz is only getting bigger, that now that they're coming out, it's going to be really popular. But if who knows? If they released that toy early and we knew a Baby Yoda was coming, maybe it wouldn't be as big as it is now.
I think as soon as that video came out, the remix video of Baby Yoda putting the silver ball back on the in the ship, and then the music coming on.
Yeah.
That's the peak of Baby Yoda social media trending. Drop the merch then.
Drop the merch then.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're losing business, is what I'm saying.
They're
I think
fine.
It's just delayed business.
I know. We all know Star Wars is really poor, so they really had to think about this decision.
I think it's just delayed. I think they're going to sell just as many Baby Yoda merch as they would now as they would then.
I
disagree.
Vehemently disagree.
We'll have to see the sales.
We will never know because we wouldn't know what
check
the sales
stock,
are.
The stock market point. Well, what would be? I mean, I'm already pre-ordering them. Is what I'm saying. I think the fact that there's still buzz says a lot. And I think it was a bold move on their part. And I think they're just going to sell Yodas to the end of time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Good news for Kelly Marie Tran. She might have gotten only 2 minutes in The Rise of Skywalker, but she will be an Oscars presenter.
Yes, she will.
So we are winning in some ways.
We're winning in a few ways. In fact, the Chewbacca actor, Junas, I still haven't figured out how to say it. Junas Sumas tweeted at her saying, "Congratulations, Kelly. I know you're going to do an amazing job presenting. P.S. If you accidentally announce me as the winner, I'm sure the Academy would be okay with it. Well, probably not, but I might get a statue. Cry laugh emoji." And, you know, I lectured this guy on Twitter last week.
I know.
All I'm going to say is, and someone else tweeted this out this week, this was massive shade, but they're saying, wow, the Academy Awards are about to give Kelly Marie Tran more lines than the movie Rise of Skywalker, which is true. She had 4 lines in the movie. She's going to say more words at this ceremony than she did in that movie. Which is so sad.
Wow.
So true, though.
You know what's
though?
Funny is that the Oscars can somehow make a really smart move like this, but also just fuck up the nominees year after year. Sorry, that's the only way I can say that.
It's so tragically true that, like, she's going to say more words at the ceremony than
that's
she did in the
cool
movie.
That's cool of the Oscars. Honestly, I give them props for that, but that is crazy.
Wow. It's nuts to think that. I never would have thought that if you told me a few weeks back. Yeah. But, like, yikes.
Co-signed by R2 himself.
Co-signed. I mean, she doesn't have, like, is she promoting a movie coming up? I think this is just because she was in Star Wars, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. But, I mean, good for her. I think the more Kelly Marie Tran, the better.
And then we do have another segment, our Savage Tweet.
That was that Savage Tweet.
Oh, that was the Savage Tweet?
I mean, look, this person literally said the Academy Awards are about to give Kelly Marie Tran more words than the Oscars this year.
That is Savage.
That is bonkers true. More lines than J.J. Abrams did.
Hunter Harris. Holla at you.
Verified. Shout out to you.
Verified. I mean, verified.
Yo, verified.
Wow, okay.
I mean, what
that is Savage.
It's really kind of, it's crazy. A lot of people in the chat sharing their thoughts on this. Hope we can see it. The Oscars are produced by ABC, which owns Disney, which owns Star Wars. Political correctness much. Maybe this is them making up for that. I mean, I don't think that that's making up for that. I think that this is just like, hey, I think that's an awesome pick that she gets to do it, but this is definitely not making up for that. She should have had more lines in the movie. Like, that's end of story.
Yeah.
End of story.
Or kill her, like...
I don't think killing her is
no,
the solution.
Not her. Not
she already lost
saying,
the daughters now.
No,
I mean,
who was
sister.
Our pilot that died without knowing?
Oh, Neenum.
Neenum. That's worse. That's worse than giving her 3 lines.
Yeah. Cleaning a filing cabinet.
I'd rather know that I'm dying than just guess.
Rose.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Rose?
I think great things are ahead for Kelly Marie Tran. For Rose Tico, not so much. That's fine. We're going to close the chapter on that. Kelly Marie Tran, sail away into
sail
greatness.
Away. There was one more story. I don't think we have this in a rundown, but I actually was just reading about this. It was Oscar Isaacs and the editor of Rise of Skywalker sharing their thoughts on Poe being... In a relationship with Finn and how he was pushing for that, but Disney wasn't quite ready. The editor was saying, you know, he wasn't seeing signs of that in the editing room. Like, I don't think they even really considered that filming the movie, but we do know that Oscar Isaacs was always pushing for that.
I love that Oscar Isaac has been so openly like
vocal about it.
I ship us.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's interesting because I don't think in years past or even in, you know, trilogies past that these actors really would share that type of stuff or
I
feel
know.
Comfortable to. They kind of feel like the chapter's closed.
Yeah, I don't know. I love a good bromance and I love a good romance.
Yeah.
But you know I'm a Finn and Rey gal. And
you're Raylo.
That's that.
Shout out to Raylo. Is that
no,
it?
I'm not a Raylo.
You're not?
I'm
oh, Finn and Rey. Sorry. Finn and Rey. I feel like I just committed a crime towards Steph's Abraw. Oh,
wow.
My God.
Can you redeem yourself with our words of wisdom?
I can. And this week's words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. Let it be.
This is from Qui-Gon Jinn. It's your focus determines your reality. And I think that that is a really suitable quote with the tragedy this week with Kobe Bryant. You know, that is someone who's a clear example who he had his focus and he determined his reality. Hell and he's yeah. left a hell of a legacy, even bigger maybe than Star Wars. So that is the words of wisdom for this week. Have
Damn,
an awesome
Ryan.
Week this week, y'all.
That was
Get
really good.
Yeah.
That was really good. And
Mamba.
Our CEO, Maria Menounos, always talks about where focus goes, energy flows.
Yeah.
It's the same idea.
Where focus goes, energy flows.
All
so there's
right.
your words of wisdom,
it's
y'all.
It's been a great week. Jenna James, are you new in the chat? Because I am effing with you. I like that.
Shout out to Jenna James. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to all you in the chat again here at Popcorn Talk, 4 p.m. every Thursday, talking Star Wars. If you're on iTunes, please give us a review and we will read it on air. Thank you so much, Steph.
Rye.
Let's do this.
Where can we find you in this week?
This week, you can find me at Ryan Nilsen on Twitter and at Ryan Nilsen on Instagram. That's NILSEN. And you can also find me producing a slew of shows tomorrow, DC Movie News at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Popcorn Talk Network. And all the soap shows every Sunday. Steph, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra. We will be back next Thursday. Until then, may the force be with you as always.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.